All right, that was Princess Clary. So why don't you go first read?
Okay, I officially have now heard Princess Claire go,
And
and the
ba-bling.
bling, the bling, the bling. And I was so amazed at how you deepened your voice to rap in the middle like that. No, just kidding.
You're so funny.
I like this. This was a fun song. It was you have a really, really great voice. This is an interesting competition for a voice like yours, though, because it tests putting you outside of your comfort zone, and your comfort zone's a lot bigger than most people's comfort zones are. Like some of us have like we're like one style comfort zones, and you seem to be comfortable in a lot of genres. This one, I don't know why, and I don't mean this in a bad way, because I really did like the song a lot. There were parts of the song where I felt like it was just almost into the R&B style and not quite there. It's kind of I don't even know how to
I
express
got
that.
that
Did you know? Did you feel this too? Did you know what I'm talking about? Was this something you noticed also?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how to express it. The song was sung very well. The song was sung very nicely. The style of R&B wasn't necessarily translated through all of it. The I don't want to say the anger. The energy behind it was there. That was for sure. I liked it. I thought it sounded really good.
Yeah, I liked it too. I did get the same lack of R&B feel, but one, you're British, so I mean, you just sound proper anyway.
To R&B.
I couldn't even imagine how difficult it would be. But I did like this. You sang it really well. My only note on the overall song was that it got really nasal sometimes, and that was a bit strange for me. A couple of parts were a little bit flat. Like, I only wrote one down because I noticed it, but when you said, "Everybody look to your left," I think that's what you said, at about 125-ish, that was noticeably flat. But I really, really enjoyed the end. I thought that was really good. I loved it.
Remember, it's not about the money, money, money.
No, it's
The
not about the money or the bl bl bling.
bling.
I'm having problems over here.
The
Yeah, but I liked it. It was nice.
Yay.
All right, next we are going to listen to Aria.
Aria, all right.
you do to me, you confuse me. Don't play with me, don't play with me, cause what goes around comes around, what goes up must come down. Now who's crying, desiring to come back to me? What goes around comes around, what goes up must come down. Now who's crying, desiring to come back? I remember when I was sitting home alone, waiting for you. 3 o'clock in the morn, night after night, knowing something going on. Wasn't long for I pick up a cover gone. Lord knows it wasn't easy, believe me. Never thought you'd be the one that would deceive me. And never do what you're supposed to do. No need to approach me, fool, cause I'm over you. Cause
judging stuff with you. All right. I guess I will judge
you. Get to judge Aria.
I like judging with Aria. I don't like judging Aria. But I will. I apparently don't know like any R&B songs. I don't know anything except for the one Dylan sang, barely. Yep, but anyway.
Jam into this one.
I did really like this. I loved your lower notes. Your low notes are always awesome, though. You had great harmony. I especially really liked the choruses and the background extra stuff that you sang. The verses kind of got a little bit boring for me sometimes because it was just the back and forth notes. And I wouldn't say that they didn't have any emotion, but they were lacking something. It wasn't really boring, but it wasn't as captivating as the chorus.
I think that's the song.
Yeah, I don't know. The song, but that was the only bad note I had.
I thought this was awesome. But you know, that backtrack really, on top of everything, that backtrack, if there was ever a boring moment, that backtrack just kind of kept it lively. The doop, doop, doop. No, I thought it was really good. I don't think I've ever heard you sing anything badly. That's the funny thing. You always talk about how like you're not happy with something, this or that, and I've never heard you sing anything badly.
I know.
But if I had to give one small critique, I always hate when people say you're putting on a voice, because I don't really think that's a fair thing to say to somebody. The low notes in the beginning, I felt like you were trying to kind of put a weird kind of emphasis on them to stylize them. And it just, for some reason for me, it felt like it was a little uncomfortable, but everything sounded really good. I mean, I also love the layering, and the song just was really natural. I'm just sitting here kind of doodling while I'm listening, because there's not really much to say.
Yeah.
I did kind of
feel like that too, though, about the,
the low notes in the beginning.
Yeah, I don't want to say like put on a fake voice either, because I've already offended someone with that. But
it wasn't that. It was like there seemed to be like this extra emphasis to push it, almost like to fill up the feeling of it being lower or something.
Yeah, it wasn't bad by any means, though. This sounded really good.
Yeah, oh, it sounded awesome. Yes, this absolutely sounds awesome.
We love you.
Yay!
And next is Gail.
Okay.
Cutting you off.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times we've loved, we've shared love, we've made love. Doesn't seem to me that there's enough. There's just not enough of it, baby. It's just not enough. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Some things I can't get used to, no matter how hard I try. Just like the more you give, the more I need. And baby, that's no lie. Oh no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here I feel a change, something moves, I scream your name. Girl, what you gonna do? Darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh no, babe. Girl, if only I could make you see, make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need, more than I can stand. Listen, how can I explain all the things I feel? You're giving me so much, girl, you're so unreal. I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Because you blow my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel the change, something moves. I scream your name. Girl, what you gonna do? Darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. I don't know why can't get enough of your love, babe. Darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, babe. I don't know why can't get enough of your love, babe. And darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, babe, girl, I don't know why can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, babe.
Gil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the funny thing we're laughing about is that we're listening to this sensual Barry White thing going on, and halfway through the lights went out in my bed, in my dining room, on automatic light. I'm like, okay, I'm just listening to this by the side of my computer. But
yeah, that's not creepy.
Yeah, very creepy.
I want automatic lights. I want the effect.
You want Barry White to turn your lights on for you?
No, that'd creep me out.
That's going to be a quote somewhere. We better not go there.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and critique first?
Okay. So, with your epic, oh, crap, what is the name of the guy who, I can't think of his name. Gil's listening to this. He's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. The one who always did the movie announcements. He's no longer alive. I can't think of it. Gil does a really good job of imitating that kind of depth of a voice. you know, like he does for the intro for this show. So mm-hmm. I could totally see why you fell for the sucker trap of going for Barry White. Having said that, it was a sucker trap. I personally think you shouldn't have chosen Barry White. I know you're deeper than I am as far as voice tone. And so but I understand the temptation that there's like no songs out there for people with a lower range when we do all these other genres. And so here's Barry White. He's right in the range and it's great. But there is so much more to Barry White than the depth of his voice. And unfortunately, Barry sang with you the whole time and made it obvious. I don't think he sang it badly. It's just it felt really stiff for me. And that's just such a bad choice of words. But I love the beginning part, which was really funny because I sort of felt like you were narrating a documentary on Barry's love life in the background. And it's just like
totally creeped out.
It's like you're like talking like this in
a very
like,
sensual Burr. Way.
And I'm like going, what is going on behind Gil? for me that spell got a little broken as the song started out. And again, you didn't sing it badly, but it just lost the feel of it. I will say this, there was one technical thing. I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why. Like every single time you sang that, you were behind the rhythm on it.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to be careful about doing that. Aside from this, aside from the fact that this song would have totally made Faded uncomfortable. I don't know what else to say. Overall, I did like it. I don't want to sound like I'm like being totally negative. Not at all. I did like it, and I totally understand why you went for it. But don't be fooled by the bass drum.
Yeah. My first note was, whoa, holy bass.
Yeah.
Whoa, holy bass.
That opening was epic. That opening was really
It was. I totally fell in love with the intro. Like, I was all hot and bothered over here.
Now you want to know more about Barry's sex life.
Right? Yeah. But I do agree with Reed on this song for your voice. Gil, you're just too white. I'm sorry. You and I have the same problem. We can't sing R&B. We're just too freaking white. So, yeah. I thought you were a little bit too quiet, mixing-wise, as well. And you needed more reverb to match
yes.
the background vocals.
Yes, I noticed that too, the reverb.
Yeah. And I also had the same note about the timing here and there. With the background vocals kind of with you the whole time, it kind of keeps you from any kind of vocal freedom. Like you have to stay with them or it just sounds messy. I didn't not like this by any means. It was good. It was just lacking some Barry. I don't know. Lacking some Barry.
Oh yeah.
So, but good job. I did like it.
Yay. And
guess who's next, Reed? Just guess.
I'm not even sure who's in this competition. Let's see.
Yeah, that's right. You don't listen.
Do I get a clue if we're going to play this game of Dylan's?
Oh, no. I'm not playing Dylan's game.
Not playing Dylan's game? I never played that game, so.
Just rage at me later. Say, you stole my game.
Nah. Okay, so I just had to guess out of the blue. I'm going to say.
Out of the blue.
Valk.
Just pick a random.
Because he's singing, so Valk must be after him. No, wait, it's too early in the night. I don't know.
Okay, I will tell you who's left.
Okay, yes.
Okay, who's left is Valk, Autumn, Sikono, and Russ.
Oh, it's going to have to be Russ.
Ha, you're right. Yay. This is a fun game. I'm not giving you any clues. Okay,
hey, Russ.
Just listen to Russ.
Battle of the Basses.
wondering how you knew about your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out yesterday. Don't you know I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through the grapevine. Oh, I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah. I know a man ain't supposed to cry, but these tears I can't hold inside. Losing you within my life, you see, 'cause you mean that much to me. You could have told me yourself that you love someone else. Instead, I heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine. Oh, I heard it through the grapevine. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, well. People say, behave what you see, son of none of what you hear. But I can't help but be confused. If it's true, please tell me, dear, do you plan to let me go for the other guy you loved before? But you know I heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine. Maybe I heard it through the grapevine. Oh, I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah. Honey, honey, I know that you let me go. That I heard it through the grapevine.
Go.
Russ.
Russ. Well, Rochelle's not here, so I thought I would do a record. Russ.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Movie. Reed, you're mean. You are mean. Hey,
you know what? Do you know what the character is called? That character is called Russ Reed. So I'm busting up.
Nice. Okay, Russ.
Yeah.
First of all, my very first note was, this is a funny instrumental. It sounded very MIDI-ish. Was that just me?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention to that, actually. It's hard to MIDI-ish.
I didn't really notice as it went on, but the beginning especially sounded really funny. Sorry. Other than that, I thought that you vocally sounded a little bit too stiff for this, just like Gil was in his Barry White song. But I mean, R&B is a tough one for a lot of people. I hate R&B. I mean, I like listening to it. I hate singing it. I can't do it. But my biggest problem with this was that you were really like off tempo almost the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was maybe a mixing issue, like just the timing. I don't know if maybe you moved your track just a little bit on accident or something like that.
I want to believe that's what it is, but it was inconsistent, you know? I mean, like, yeah, sometimes it was there and sometimes it wasn't.
Yeah. I don't know. But I did really, really enjoy when you sang Some Other Guy and I Can't Help, like, when you went up in your higher register. I really liked those parts. You didn't crack. You were steady and it sounded good. And I really liked that part. What did you think, Reed?
Okay, I feel like I'm running the risk of being overly critical of the guys in the competition, although I was not so critical on Dylan's. But I have to agree with the things that Beloved said. It's interesting because as far as R&B goes, R&B has kind of a wide swath that it covers, you know, over the decades. So R&B from this decade is so very different from the R&B now, and of the ones in between. This one is more the Motown kind of, feel. And when the song started, my very first thought was, ah, vintage Russ. You know, you're always going for the, you're always going for the old classics.
And I love that.
And that's great, but you didn't sound comfortable on this song at all. And I think maybe you weren't, because I know R&B wasn't like your favorite genre or anything like that. But it was more than just the stiffness. Like, the tone didn't feel comfortable to me. I don't know what it is, because I know you and I have had conversations, and we've talked about how you've played Beatle in Sweeney Todd, so you've sung things that are really high. But I feel like every time you go high in any of these competitions, you start getting uncomfortable with your voice. That's what it sounds like to me. And here, this had a weird kind of feeling to it, like you were not comfortable with the voice. You weren't relaxed, and that's what was making the stiff feeling to the song. Unfortunately, there were also those rhythm problems. There were times when you're with the backtrack, and then other times when you're rushing just a little bit ahead or a little bit behind. I don't know if you're asking anybody to take a listen, because, I mean, I know that one time months ago I heard it and you weren't able to hear it because of something with your computer. I don't know. It might be a good idea to have other people take a listen, just make sure you're not slipping behind, or else people aren't telling you. If people listen to this and they didn't tell you, they missed the boat on that. The thing is that you're a really good singer. I mean, when you're in your element, you're a really good singer, but this felt really out of your element in a big way. And I know you're probably going, well, I was out of my element. it just was really noticeable to me. I wanted to enjoy the song more than I did. I'm sorry, Russ.
Yeah.
But cool Jew beard. No. I don't know. I feel like I'd say.
End on a high note. All right. All right.
But I don't think, on the whole, I don't think this reflects your normal singing.
Don't steal my phrase. How dare you?
The whole? That's your phrase?
I have been saying that all of Love Me. All of it.
Love Me.
And yeah. Actually on Sing It Too.
Well, don't steal Zane's phrase. You said actually.
What?
Don't steal Zane's phrase. You said actually.
I did?
You did, actually.
Oh. Best I didn't actually night. Say it, though.
Best critique of the night. Okay.
So far.
So far. Boost that.
Okay. Wait, so anyway.
Are we guessing again?
Oh, do you want to?
Okay, you said there was Valxicono and...
Autumn.
And Autumn. I think Autumn's next.
Nope.
Oh! It's Sukono.
What?
Sukono.
I guess second place is better than nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Sukono.
Yeah.